Welcome to Fag Nation, episode number 5. Fag Nation is your weekly dose for news and views from the web. And we are your fantastic hosts. I'm Jake.
And I'm Alan. Welcome.
Welcome.
We have some delicious cocktails here today.
We do.
It's like our guest stars, I suppose. I'm drinking a melon ginger. And I think it's called that because it's in a red glass. Is that right?
I think it's got some cran in it.
Oh, here's why. Because there's melon vodka in it, there is cranberry and ginger ale. So, it's delicious.
And I'm drinking just a ginger that is the same thing minus the melon, I guess. So it's just vodka, cran, and ginger ale. All
right. God bless it. So we're coming to you actually this week from Big Bear.
We are in Big Bear.
It's our big gay bear weekend or something, hence the... our unshaven-ness.
Right. Manly, rough, and... I
don't know. Exactly. I mean, when in woods, do as the woodsmen do.
Exactly.
That's fun.
No, thanks to our very gracious host for inviting us up here. That was... it's been great. We've had a very gay weekend, just of drinking and...
It's pretty much been like a game weekend. Like a
no pun intended.
Games weekend.
Right. Or intended.
Right. I wrote a short story once... and I called it games when I was in junior college, and it was filthy. It was horrible, but I'm going to post it someday.
Do it.
No, I talk about cum and, really? Games coming soon.
Nice. What have we done this weekend? We already said we played a lot of games. What was your favorite?
We played Monopoly game.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely my favorite too. It's called Monopoly Deal. It's just a card game. Like, it's just a card game take on Monopoly. Check it out.
Mm-hmm. It's played Phase 10, I think. These are great. Actually, these are really great ideas for group functions and such.
Yeah.
Like, because, I mean, a lot of people don't have very many ideas. Drinking games, come on, people.
Oh, those are easy.
Just drink. Right. No games necessary.
Totally. Oh, Rummy Cube. That was another good one. Rummy Cube.
Oh, did I like that one?
I did.
Which one was that?
It was the title one.
Oh.
Good stuff.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember. I did play that when I was hungover.
Oh, that's true. Oh, and Taboo. Taboo's
that's a good one.
My favorite. Yeah.
Just keep playing all those games.
Anyway.
They're fun.
That's been fun. So, what's our first story? Oh, before we dive into the first story, go grab a drink. And
Zach, we've been drinking all weekend,
We're toasty.
It's time for you to jump on the wagon.
Exactly.
No, you want to jump off the wagon.
Yeah,
exactly. You're gonna do that, okay. Anyways, our first story. Oh my gosh! So, I look at a lot of like movie websites and stuff and television. I mean, I don't watch a lot of television, but the ones I do watch mean a lot to me. I was reading on movieweb.com. It's a really great place to go for just upcoming shows. Like, if you ever, I don't know, it's a really great place, movieweb.com. And what I found was that there's this MTV Studios or MTV Films. They're adapting Dawn of the Dead, it's a horror movie, for a TV series. If you haven't seen it, it's basically about, have you seen it?
I haven't seen
it. Okay. It's basically about, it's a zombie movie, okay? And, the people hold themselves up, in a mall.
Hole or hold?
Hold.
Okay.
Oh, is that how it is? They hold themselves up?
Hold.
Not hold. Whatever. Yeah. So, anyway, but basically, my issue with this is that I don't understand, how can you make a series out of that? Like, okay, zombies and, I don't know, like, fighting zombies, I don't know.
Seems like it's a dead end.
Exactly. It just sounds like there's a lot of lack of originality in Hollywood these days.
Right.
Like, what other movies? Let's see. Coming soon.
to a TV near
yes,
you.
Yes, exactly. We're looking at Titanic. Oh, God. Could you imagine an entire season of Titanic?
I couldn't.
It's like you're on a boat the entire time.
Yeah. It's like any disaster movie. Like, it's one thing to do something that just kind of never ends. Like, what's another end of the world? Like Independence Day or Day After Tomorrow.
Oh, God.
So it's every day is Independence Day or it's always the Day After Tomorrow. Like,
but personally, I think that Dawn of the Dead, they're probably just going to draw parallels from Glitter. And I mean, because that's probably the same. You probably get the same premise from the TV show as you would from, yeah. So the Glitter, have you seen that?
It's horrible.
Anyway, the Glitter movie is like the Dawn.
Is that was with Mariah Carey?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's classic. Anyways. But it's just funny. Just so think about Yeah, send us some ideas. I mean, if you know a movie that was so ridiculous, I mean, I'm just interested. It's such a funny concept.
Yeah, definitely.
So, anyway.
So, for all you geeks and non-geeks out there, the Consumer Electronics Show, CES, was this weekend. Thursday through today, I think it ends today. Okay, you know, you already know my thing about the tablet with Apple, because, you know, we haven't talked about this. So Apple doesn't participate in CES. They have their own events because they're all about control. Like Steve Jobs is just a control freak.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, at CES there was a lot of stuff announced, and there were several tablets announced that were whatever, not all that exciting. So the thing with Apple though is that they have an event planned for 3 weeks. Where it's the tablet that I've been talking about for
You can't. He has a hard on right now.
I do. Totally.
Talking about every single time.
It's coming out in 3 weeks, and so just wait for it. But so another interesting.
I don't really follow the consumer electronics stuff. I mean, mm-hmm. I do, but you know, like one of the things that we saw was the.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a Parrot drone. Is that what it's called?
I guess what it's called.
Yeah. So basically, it's a little like quadricopter. Okay, it's a toy. And so basically it has two cameras on it, so you can use your iPhone. I have a BlackBerry. And so, yeah, basically he would be, and there's a link and you can see, go watch it yourself.
Cool stuff.
Well, it's cool, but.
There's a camera in it. So you can like see where you're going and.
So like, instead of climbing up onto a bar stool to look to see if you have flour in the cupboard, you can just. it's not up there. No?
No, I think it's more like to spy on.
On your kids.
Exactly. Oh. Or your exes or.
Or, yeah, some dude changing in an upstairs bedroom window.
That could be hot.
Could be hot, but unlikely.
Right. Fun stuff. No,
yeah.
Gadgets are fun, but...
No, I do like gadgets.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What else came about this? Oh, so 2010, as we...
2010. I'm finally, getting it right.
No, I'm proud. You're all over
Thank
it.
You.
You've corrected a couple people this weekend. That was good.
And then you said, you called it, did you call it 2009?
Well,
yeah, you called it
2009. Okay, there was
today.
A thing, someone shared with me a link to, the National Association of Grammar or something that had a whole thing up about this, about it, that it is 2010 and that we've been saying it wrong for the last 10 years.
Nah,
9 years.
National Association.
It should have been,
NAG.
Nag.
Nag. Anyway, I'm a nag when it comes to grammar. I'm like,
that's funny. That's appropriate.
Yeah. Nag. Yeah. Anyway.
No, but we should have been saying 20-aught something. It's like 20-aught-7, 20-aught-8, 20-aught-9.
What the hell is an aught?
I guess a zero as opposed to an O. Technically, O is referencing the letter, not the number.
What the hell is an aught? It's like a scientific measurement of calorie.
Anyway,
That's one of the other big things in the weekend is the calorie thing. Oh, God.
The weekend?
Yeah, we brought it up. Finally, we know what a calorie is.
Oh,
officially.
It's true. That was from last episode. So a calorie is, the amount of energy that is required to raise the temperature of water 1 degree. Was that?
That sounds good.
Something like that.
Or something.
1 degree Celsius.
As long as you get heat in there and as long as you, yeah.
Drug fashion review.
Yeah.
I don't know. So no, 2010.
Just kidding.
2010. What happens every 10 years?
I've got that Satine cough. You know, the Moulin Rouge. She's got the consumption.
Yeah, anyway. I don't know.
No?
Nobody?
Anyway, go. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
Keep going.
So the census, every 10 years. So this is the year for the census. Mm-hmm. So it's just some interesting statistics, I think. The U.S. population... Back in 1790, which I'm guessing is the first year the census began.
Perhaps, or some idiot was
or else why
let's just do 7
just arbitrary 50 days.
Yeah, exactly.
Was 3,900,000, so 3.9 million. So today, 220 years later, as of 2009...
That's fast math.
Numbers, thanks. Good like that. We're up to 308 million people. So it's, 100 times the population has grown in 200 years.
100 times?
Yeah, I think so, because you multiply 3.9 million times 100, you get 300. Yeah. Anyway, fascinating, I think. But the bigger...
Sorry, wait. 3.9 million to 308 million, it's not 100.
It's
300,000? Or 300%?
Not percent. Percent's different.
Oh.
We're saying times.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what about percent?
Yeah, I'm too drunk, I think.
Oh.
Percent's different. It's a different...
I think that's why I was confused.
If you say 100%, it's whatever it was. So 100% would be 3.9 million. So percent-wise... would be, I don't even know. Okay. I can't do the math right now.
So when the census was taken initially in 1790, it was, we were 3.9 million. Right. Now we're estimated
308 million.
308 million.
Now the census is actually going out in March, so you should be getting your, not ballots, but your census polls. Something. I think it's a poll.
It's always a poll.
It's a poll. Always a poll. Yeah, that's it, I guess. The other interesting thing was that apparently this is the first year that same-sex couples can declare their marriage on the census.
What was it before?
What do you mean?
Like, what, I mean, because obviously same-sex couples, they were living together, so they would say, oh, we're two roommates?
Yeah, apparently. Oh,
okay, I guess so.
But I find that fascinating. It's like, so I'm not married, which we've established, but if I am, so I can declare on the census so that the government is considering me married from a sense of, like, statistics.
Household.
Right. Like, if they say...
Like domestic living. Like
a, right. Percentage of people or U.S. residents that are married is X, and I'm part of that, hypothetically, mm-hmm. but yet, when it comes to my taxes, I'm not. So inconsistent. That's ridiculous. I mean, I guess it's the first step in that journey, but I just found that fascinating. That, fascinating. Whatever. 2010.
Also, I guess this... Is it this week that Portugal... Was it this week?
I don't know if it was this week, but it was... It happened recently.
Portugal gay marriage.
I think it happened this week.
I didn't even know Portugal was still around. I didn't know. I thought it was a city in Spain, but...
No, it's a country.
I don't know.
A country south of Spain.
Didn't Christopher Columbus come from Portugal?
No.
What?
I don't think so. Christopher Columbus...
Sailed the ocean blue from Portugal.
In 1492. No, he was not from Portugal. He was from Italy. He was Italian.
I don't know. Obviously, I'm asking you.
No, he was Italian, and he was sent by Queen Isabella.
To legalize gay marriage?
Exactly.
That's exactly what he was doing. He was Twittering recently.
Was he?
Yeah, he's going crazy.
Do you follow him?
Yeah.
Are you on Twitter?
No, yeah, sort of. I'm working on it.
You're working on it?
Yeah. I'm working on it. So in 1 week. On my goal this week.
So screen name is TBD.
TBD. I want to change it. It's a stupid one.
Well, mine's set. I'm OC Jake, so feel free to follow me. Let me finish the... Oh. He was sent from Queen... by Queen Isabel.
Sounds hot. Okay.
Right? To explore the New World.
Uh-huh.
He wasn't Spanish. He was Italian.
Oh,
just to answer your question.
Oh no, I appreciate that. I loved Christopher Columbus. He probably had wooden teeth as well, though, just like Washington. What's this? What is that?
What, the Prop 8?
Is that? Oh yeah, the Prop 8 trials are starting tomorrow. Actually,
they are starting tomorrow, and it was declared by the judge that it's going to be broadcast on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
But not live. I guess it's going to be a delay.
Oh, because you're going to get a bunch of gays in the courtroom, but they're afraid to ruin some cocksucker.
Probably.
I'm just kidding. That's not what I'm doing. I'm all about it. I'm not talking down on it. I'm now.
So it starts tomorrow. Down. I guess everyone, the pro Prop 8 have been trying to delay the hearings, whatever, but.
Prop 8 backers?
It's not live. So it's not live, but it's still, that's great that it's going to be at least broadcast
mm-hmm.
online. What else? Oh, how are we doing on drinks?
Have I drank
about time now? But let's do big chug and let's switch it up.
Here you go.
Cheers, girl.
I don't know. Next up.
Next one.
So, oh my gosh. We have a story that was actually submitted to us.
Hello.
From Tom in D.C. That's District of Columbia. That's Washington, D.C. For those of you. So basically, DC cops, and according to the story, DC cops can arrest you for carrying more than 2 condoms. Huh?
I don't understand this. Like, well, I do understand after reading the article, but...
Has to do with what, prostitution?
It does. Okay. So apparently, forgive me for reading here for a second, there are... what is it?
Prostitution free zones?
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, so that's where I want to go, where prostitution's free!
Okay, really? In DC, prostitution free zones?
But there's actually zones where it's like neutral zone. Like people can seriously go in. Like,
okay, but well, my question is are the Capitol Hill and White House part of that? I'm just saying, prostitution free zones.
I would hope so.
No, it was a joke.
Oh, yeah. Damn it. We don't plan any more jokes here, people. I mean, I don't... What,
clearly.
What was the joke?
I have to plan jokes because I'm not funny otherwise.
You're very funny. I think you're so funny.
Anyway, so the thing is that in an attempt to curb the prostitution problem they have there, DC has passed this law that if you're found to be with more than... I guess it's only women, which is a whole other issue. But if a woman is found to have more than two condoms on her, it's intent to prostitute... So therefore, they can arrest her, which is ridiculous. Not only A, is it only women. So, like, what about the male prostitutes, right?
They're on Craigslist. They're not walking the streets.
That's true. They're smart, those bags.
Come now. And they're wearing female condoms. Hello. If it's in you, it's not on you. That's
true. That's true.
I know.
But then what was the other point was, shit, sorry. The fact that this was interesting. That DC has the highest infection rate of HIV in the US at 3%. So this law is totally criminalizing the idea of wearing or carrying around condoms.
Yeah.
And you're a whore if you have condoms on you, but yet that's not going to change your behavior. So you're going to not use condoms and then just spread HIV even more?
Well, not necessarily. But I do hear
you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's like it's making it like
yeah.
a taboo to have more to carry condoms.
Well, did you ever carry condoms?
I've never carried a condom.
I haven't either.
No.
But I don't have sex, so...
Right.
I don't
At least in the last 8 months, right?
That's, yeah. I'm taking... Whatever. Whatever. Oh. What is that? Synthetic alcohol. What's that?
What is it? It's... Okay, so... You don't want to explain it?
I don't know it. I don't know it that well. No.
All right. So, apparently researchers are working on developing some synthetic alcohol... That is made from the chemicals found in, help me.
Valium.
Thank you, Valium, an anti-anxiety medication. And what the interesting thing though is that apparently it creates a, like a buzz, like a mild, you're not drunk, but like a mild buzz. And you can drink as much as you want and you don't get any more drunk.
Or buzz. I don't understand that.
It's very interesting. So it's kind of like the only analogy I can think of is like, having an infection of some kind, like if you had HIV or you had some kind of disease, that being exposed to it more doesn't affect.
Oh, you're not going to get it worse,
right?
Although they say you get different strains of it.
But you're saying.
Yeah,
my point.
Exactly. Because I would, if I go to a bar and there's a synthetic alcohol,
right?
And if you keep drinking, you'd think that science would mean that. I mean, everything I know about science, which isn't very much. That you get drunk, like you can't just stop. But then there's also, from what I didn't know enough about this story. Is that at the end of the night, if you consume too much or something, or it got you too tipsy, there's a drinking after
pill. There's an adrenaline pill. No, so if you're driving home and the effects of the synthetic alcohol are too much for you, then you can take this antidote pill and it cures you.
I don't know how long it would take for it to hit you. I mean, unless you're. Because you probably sit around. I mean, for a Tylenol to take effect, for me, it's like 20 minutes.
Yeah, I don't know. It's very fascinating. 30
minutes.
The concept of being able to drink as much as you want and not affect it or feel the effects. But why would you want to? Like, most people drink to feel the effects. So, like.
I drink to get laid.
Well, yeah, exactly. Feel the effects.
Oh, literally. I like that. It's my favorite. That's my name, girl.
But, so it's just weird. But it's in contrast, I think I found this interesting because we did the story about the alcohol in a pill.
Yeah, exactly.
Whereas, you know, their marketing ploy, like we said, was, you know, you don't want to carry around the heavy drinks and it eliminates the need to...
Oh my God.
eliminates the need to carry around your drink or your glass. Whereas this, in contrast, is saying drink as however much you want, and you're not going to get any more drunk. So clearly acknowledging that drinking is a social thing, that people want to just drink to drink.
So now I know how it feels to drink synthetic blood. You know, they don't ever get the tips. They just like are even. It's like an even, you know, True Blood. Right.
True Blood, watch it. HBO.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, because...
They're not a sponsor, by the way.
I love True Blood.
But if you want to...
He loves it. Him and his hand thing. Right. Also, because we're in Big Bear, and because... For some reason, my mind wanted to link us to drinking and saline, or not saline. Bear Grylls. And I have Bear on my mind, like, because I'm Barry, a little hairy, and I'm up in Big Bear. So, Bear Grylls recently, this is We'll have a link to it, actually, when I can watch the video. He gave himself an enema in...
What is Bear Grylls?
Oh, Man vs. Wild. It's on Discovery Channel.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Discovery.
Oh, no, it's really good. And so this guy goes out, and it's like a survivor thing. He was like in the British Armed Forces or something. And basically, here's my point, is that he gave himself an enema, and it's painful watching this guy. And I'm like,
it was a little painful.
Yeah. By the way, I really want to encourage people to watch it because it's really funny.
My first reaction to this.
Okay, it's not my first time. Like, my first time was easy, seamless. It went straight into a little bit of spit.
Right.
Yeah.
No.
Because basically what he was doing in the show is he was on a raft, like as if you would have been Tom Hanks from the movies. Castaway. Exactly. Oh, thank you. So, if you're on a raft, supposedly a family lived for 38 days in a raft, okay? And when you can't drink I didn't know this, and Bear Grylls, I hope he's right, but you can't drink the ocean water because your stomach can't handle the salt and it can make you go crazy.
Yeah.
But you need to be hydrated. So, you can create, he gave himself an enema to hydrate himself, not to clean out his pussy.
Sure.
Exactly. His poop shooter.
Or what would you call it? Your dick cat? Or not your dick, your shower?
Exactly. But to store it up there. Now, here's my thing. If a family was out there for 38 days, God, could you imagine you and your mom, your dad, your brother? It's like, okay, whose turn is it? And then
it's like, ew.
No, and your dad's like, Dad, you're too rough with it. Like, me. I know how to do this. Like, how do you know? How do you fucking know how to do that, faggot? No, I'm just kidding.
I'm sure there's a logical explanation. It's not because he's gay.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I know how to hydrate myself. Because exactly. I'm hydrated. So, anyways, I just really think that's kind of funny.
I think, and tying back to last week's story about the saline scrotum injection.
Totally.
Obviously, this was a little bit, when I actually saw the story, like understood why he was doing it because he couldn't drink the water.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, really? You're going to give yourself an enema to hydrate yourself? It's just like you're going to shoot saline into your scrotum to...
That makes sense, though.
Just drink some fucking water.
You can't drink ocean water.
I realized that afterwards, but I'm like,
okay.
It was just funny, noteworthy to me that.
But at least I love those things, the survival techniques. I mean, I'm not very daredevilish, but it's helpful to, you know.
Well, good to know if we're ever out in the wild or stuck on a raft that we can.
This is as wild as I get in a nice,
it's true, right?
Nice cozy log cabin with friends and cocktails.
Yeah. Guitars.
So,
anyway. So, yeah, I think that's
all I got.
That's all we got today.
So, of course.
Of course.
We always have fans at pagnation.com.
Fans at pagnation.com for your comments, suggestions, stories, please, and photos of any kind.
Yeah, totally.
Welcome.
Love that.
And iTunes, subscribe, rate, comment if you are so inclined.
Truth.
And what else? I guess that's it.
That's it. God. It's been a good
done.
Yeah, we're done.
Yeah.
So long.
See ya.